Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type at the Film Punch. If you can't find it there, you can also go over to my Instagram, which is also at the Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. So yeah, basically Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at the Film Punch. As for this episode, I will be re-reviewing something. It'll be 2022's The Batman. You can find my previous review for this around the time that it came out. I'm not sure exactly which episode that is, but you should be able to find it pretty easily if you want. This isn't going to be a super in-depth review. It's just something I wanted to kind of re-review and talk about again, mainly just for the YouTube channel because I didn't have a review for it up there. I'll kind of talk about that again in the review, but let's not waste any time. Let's thank today's sponsors and get into the review. This episode is sponsored by Audible, which, if you don't know, has a great selection of audiobooks, originals, and podcasts. And right now, if you go to www.audibletrial.com/popculturepodcast, you can get a free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, which lets you listen to a selection of audiobooks, originals, sleep tracks, meditation programs, and podcasts. Or you can get a free 30-day trial of Audible Premium Plus, which gives you all of that from Audible Plus, as well as one free title per month from an extended selection of bestsellers and new releases, and you own those, so that's awesome. So if you want to go get that 30-day free trial of Audible, that website is www.audibletrial.com/popculturepodcast. Now on with the show.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
All right, so 2022's The Batman is directed by Matt Reeves, written by Matt Reeves and Peter Craig, based on the Batman character created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. And you might be wondering, have you not seen this movie? Don't worry, I have watched this movie. I watched it twice in the theaters and rewatched it recently for this review. So three times altogether. I know not a whole lot, but it is a very long movie, so you'll have to forgive me for not watching it a million times. But there isn't a review for it up on the channel because I have a review for it up on the podcast that I did before the YouTube channel. So this is going to be a re-review for me, but a fresh review for the channel. Let's get into the cast here. We have Robert Pattinson, or Robert Pattinson as you will, as Bruce Wayne / the Batman / Vengeance. We also have Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle / Catwoman. We have Jeffrey Wright as Lieutenant James Gordon, not quite yet a commissioner in this film. He also does the voice of the Watcher in the What If series on Disney Plus. We also have Paul Dano as the main villain of this film, the Riddler, which I think he does fantastic in. We have Colin Farrell as Oz / the Penguin, which completely unrecognizable with all those prosthetics that they used for his character, but also might be getting a spinoff series on HBO, possibly. I don't know. There's a lot of things up in the air with DC right now, so who knows if the Batman is even going to get a sequel. Let's hope so. We also have John Turturro as Carmine Falcone, Andy Serkis as Alfred. Who else do we have here? Peter Sarsgaard as District Attorney Gil Coulson, Jamie Lawson as Bella Real. We have Charlie and Max Carver as the twins, which, you know, are kind of the bodyguards of the ice, what is it called? The Ice Lounge, something like that. Basically, you know, the Penguins Club. And then the one person I want to mention here, Gil Perez Abraham, who plays Officer Martinez, who is somebody I actually reviewed last year. So you can, or wasn't, no, it would be this year then. I guess I interviewed him this year. This year has felt long. Honestly, it does feel like this movie came out last year, but you can find my interview with Gil Perez Abraham, who played Officer Martinez in The Batman, on this channel, so go check that out after this video. I think that's all I wanted to mention in terms of actors here. So let's get straight to the review. I'm going to start with the negatives because there's very few, obviously. And then I'll get into the positives and basically just, you know, I'm basically just going to obsess over this movie for the rest of the video after I talk about the few things I don't like. First thing I don't like, which isn't a huge complaint because of, and by the way, not going to hold back on spoilers. So if you haven't seen The Batman, yeah, maybe click off this video. It's been around long enough for people to watch it. So I feel like I should be open to kind of talk about spoilers. It's not like a breakdown by any means. I'm not going to talk about everything in the movie, but I am going to openly talk about stuff. But yeah, where was I even going with that? Negatives. Oh yeah. So it's in early Batman. He establishes early in like voiceover that he's been doing it for 2 years. So very early Batman still. And the line between Bruce Wayne and Batman, you don't really see that line. It feels like the same person. It is the same person, I know. But, you know, in a lot of adaptations, Bruce Wayne is kind of like, you know, he has this alter ego where he kind of pretends to be the billionaire playboy. And we don't get any of that in here. And that's a bit of a complaint with me, but at the same time, it's because he's still trying to find the balance between being Bruce Wayne and being Batman. And he would far rather prefer to be Batman more often than being Bruce Wayne, because he feels he can do more as Batman than Bruce Wayne. And eventually, if we get more movies, he will learn that there are advantages to being Bruce Wayne and being Batman, you know. But yeah, what was the other complaint I had? The movie is a little bit longer than it needs to be. It's close to 3 hours. I don't have an exact runtime here, but I would say maybe like, I don't know, there's a lot I enjoy in this movie, but maybe like 10 minutes tops would be like maybe where I would cut that amount out of. There's just a couple things that don't feel completely necessary. And, you know, it drags in some spots, but for the most part, like I literally have no complaints about this. I love the story. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm pretty sure this is my favorite Batman movie. I've had time to sit with it for a while, and I'm pretty sure this is my favorite Batman movie. I just love the way that Gotham itself feels like a character in the film, whereas especially in the Nolan films, like in Batman Begins, I love Gotham in that. And I would say Batman Begins is my favorite Nolan film. A lot of people would say The Dark Knight, but the way it moves forward from The Dark Knight to The Dark Knight Rises, like both of those movies, it takes the realistic tones to a level where it's just like, I don't know, I don't want to see Gotham during the day, you know, with sunshine. You know how I feel? Like, I feel like Gotham should almost always be dark, or like we should almost always see Gotham at like dusk. And like if it's daytime, I want everybody to be inside, because Gotham is gothic, you know. Like I feel like that's kind of why they called it that. It's because it's gothic, it has gothic tones to it, and it's like dark. And I just love the dark tones of this movie. Yeah, a lot of other, you know, Batman movies have been dark. The Nolan films, you know, Batman v Superman was kind of dark, and then the direction they took Batman with, like, you know, the Snyder Cut, that was even more dark and all that kind of stuff. But this is a different kind of dark. It feels fresh. It feels new. And it feels like something they haven't really done in quite a while. Gotham feels the most like Gotham since probably Batman Begins for me. And I do really like those Nolan films, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, just me personally, I have a bit of a gripe with his films. I'm not exactly sure what my issue is with his films, but there's just been times with his movies where I'm like, I just really don't like the tone you're going for here. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, those movies are great. Dark Knight Rises, it's fine. But like the other two, I think are fantastic. But yeah, this movie, it does something right for me. It takes me back to like playing the Arkham games and actually doing detective work. Like you actually see Batman do detective work in this movie. Unlike in a lot of other movies, you know, he just has a bunch of high tech that kind of just does it for him. And in here, you kind of see him more on the street level. He doesn't have as high of tech. You know, the car he has is literally just like kind of a Mustang type of thing, like a beefed up Mustang. Which, by the way, a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but some people kind of complained about the Batmobile. I like it for the most part. I think it's really cool. Now the whole scene where, like, Coswald Obblepot. Wow. Coswald Obble. They don't call him Oswald Cobblepot in here. So they just call him Oz, I guess. But the moment where Oz and, like, I think James Gordon was there too, and it was like a bunch of people, and then you see the Batmobile rev up for the first time, and you're like, oh shit, here we go, it's about to get to the chase, and then it's just kind of like a fake out, and I'm like, eh, that kind of felt cheap. But then you actually get to the chase, and I'm like, okay, now this is cool. That chase scene is sweet, but I wouldn't even say that's my favorite scene in the movie. I would say my favorite scenes in the movie, oh man, there are quite a few. One of my favorites is the scene where they're at the funeral for the mayor, and you have the whole car come in, and then the whole bomb around the neck thing. Unfortunate that they showed that in promotional footage, but yeah, that's one of the best scenes in the movie. It's super tense. There's elements in this movie where it really tiptoes that line of PG-13 and rated R. There are some really dark themes to this movie, like the Riddler in particular gives me vibes of like the Zodiac slash Jigsaw. Like, he gives me Jigsaw and Zodiac vibes. I don't know, he reminds me of like an actual serial killer, whereas a lot of the villains in a lot of these Batman movies, a lot of the superhero movies in general, they don't really get that tone as often. But in this movie, he literally feels like just a deranged serial killer. He feels like a real serial killer that, I don't know. He feels, because he kind of even looks like the Zodiac killer, so it feels like something real that we could see in real life, with that. And I mean, it's possible, but yeah, I mean, he's terrifying. I think he's one of the best Batman villains we've had, if not the best, and that's saying a lot with Heath Ledger as the Joker. I think he's incredible, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I mean, like, it's Paul Dano and Heath Ledger, they're on the same level for me in terms of playing Batman villains. Yeah, I never think in a million years that Riddler would be my favorite Batman villain in a movie, but he was fantastic. But yeah, let me look at some of my notes here. I haven't really looked at any notes yet. But yeah, immediately, like, just from the first like 5 seconds or so, maybe not the first like 5 seconds, but maybe I'm exaggerating a bit there, but it immediately sets the tone for the movie, and it sets a tone that feels different from other Batman movies. You have Something in the Way playing, which some people kind of clown on, but like, oh man, I think that song just adds so much to this movie, in particular scenes when they use it. But yeah, I love the gritty, realistic feel of this movie. Similar to the Nolan films, the kind of tone they were going for there, but it goes for that realistic and gritty tone without sacrificing the character that is Gotham. Because in the Nolan films, when you see Gotham, maybe not in Batman Begins, because Gotham kind of feels like Gotham there, but when you go to, and I think I said this before, but like when you go to Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, it kind of just feels like Chicago, it kind of just feels like Chicago on steroids or some shit. But like, and here it actually feels like, it feels like the comic book come to life. Whereas those films don't really feel like a comic book. They feel like real life. And you know what I mean? It goes for the realistic tone while trying to stay faithful to the comics, I guess you could say. So yeah, I love that Gotham feels like a character in this movie. Yeah, and I just love the world building. It's amazing. And I love that just whole opening sequence of people committing crimes and then looking in the shadows and thinking Batman's going to be there, because we've all felt that before. We've all looked into the darkness and imagined something coming out at us. And I don't know. And then that moment where he's like, "I am the shadows." That's a cheesy line, but like at the same time, I love that line. Like, it works so well. It's one of those lines that you'd say like to one of your friends, and it would like kind of be a joke, but like in the context of the movie, you're just like, that is the most badass thing. But yeah, let me see here. Looking at my notes. Everyone involved in terms of acting, I think, does a really great job. I mean, people really like to clown on Robert Pattinson for the whole Twilight thing. I think this man has done enough to stand apart from those films, and I can't wait to see more of him as this character. I can't wait to see him develop more as a character, and I can't wait to see him kind of like get out of the stoic phase and be a little bit more of that billionaire playboy. Like, I want to see a little bit more of that, and I hope in the next film that's something they go for. Which, by the way, at the end of this video, I'll kind of go into what I'd want to see in the next movie. But yeah, let me see here. Shout out to Gil Perez Abraham for the interview there. I wrote that down. Yeah, there's moments in here where Batman doesn't even have to talk to like convey what he's trying to say, convey his like emotion. You know, there's that moment where they're leaving the crime scene of the mayor's death, and then he sees his son stand or sitting in the bedroom, and he just like looks at him. And you know, because like you don't get the whole backstory, you don't get to see the flashback of his parents dying in the alley, because we've seen it so many times. They take a Spider-Man Homecoming approach where it's like, you know the story, we're not going to rehash it, but we're going to like hint at it in very subtle ways. And that's one of those scenes there. And then another scene in the funeral scene where, again, he's looking at that kid at the funeral, and like that tells you enough. Like, most people should know the backstory to Batman at this point. Like, that should tell you everything that it needs to tell you. And then there's a scene with Gil Perez Abraham as Officer Martinez, where, you know, I think it's after the Riddler's arrested. He's in the Riddler's apartment trying to look for clues. Gil Perez Abraham's character shows up. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing in the crime scene?" Batman doesn't say like a thing for like a solid like 2 minutes. Like, everything he asks him, everything he says, he just stares at this guy, and this guy just like goes along with it. It's almost like Chewbacca or like Groot. Like, you don't understand what they're saying in terms of the movie. Like, you just it sounds like gibberish or whatever, but to the character inside there, they understand exactly what they're saying, you know? And then here in Batman, he doesn't even have to talk to like kind of convey what he's trying to say to other people. They're just like, "Okay, yeah, I get it. You're gonna break my neck unless I leave you alone. Okay, all right, buddy, let's go." So like at that point, his character, Officer Martinez, he just had to like kind of go along with it at that point, because he didn't want to fight Batman. But yeah, let me see here. Excuse me. I already said that Batman's been Batman for 2 years. No parents dying scene. I already mentioned the Zodiac Killer thing, especially with the outfit. The fight choreography in here, as compared to a lot of other Batman movies, and especially with the sound effects they use when it comes to the punching. And one scene I think about always when it comes to this movie in particular, when it comes to the fight choreography, is that scene that we all saw in the trailer where it's like that guy says, "Now who the hell are you supposed to be?" And he's like, "I'm Vengeance." And yeah, like the fighting when you're watching the movie, even if you're not watching it on the big screen, if you're watching it at home, even if you're watching it on a phone, just with the sound effects they use in there, it just feels so much more gritty. It feels, you can almost feel Batman punching you. At least me personally. That's something I really like. They use good sound effects that sound legit, and you know, that's not like push, 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 you know, like a cheesy movie would typically be. Whoosh. Like that kind of shit. They use, it sounds like knuckles fucking hitting bodies, and it's brutal, and I love it. And then there's that one scene towards the end of the movie where he takes that kind of adrenaline shot, which people are like, "Oh, is that the like venom or whatever for Bane, whatever that stuff's called?" I don't think so. But maybe in the future it could be like a variation of it. I don't know. But yeah. That moment there where he just like starts pounding on the dude, and he's like, like, oh my God, that's another really great scene in this movie. There's honestly, I could rave all freaking day about this movie and just like point out different scenes. I was actually, you know, pausing a little bit and talking to one of my friends watching the movie, and just like sending him little clips of the movie that I liked, because he hasn't seen it yet, and I really want him to watch it. But I was just like sending him little clips, and he's just like, "Oh my God, that looks so good." And I'm like, it is really good. But yeah, I have some more notes here. I think I have two more sides of notes on this page. And I think some of them are kind of similar. But yeah, people kind of clown on the whole Nirvana thing in the movie. I saw one meme where it's like, something's in my ass. And honestly, every time I think of the song, I can't help but think of that now. So thank you for that, whoever made it. But yeah, the song I think works really well in this film. Whereas something like Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses and Thor Love and Thunder, they used it like 4 times. And it's just like, we get it. Guns N' Roses, cool. That's awesome. It's getting overdone. But in here, they use it once or twice, which typically in a lot of movies, they don't use a lot of songs more than once, like these types of songs. But in here, it's kind of like the anthem of the movie in a way. And then the music in general of this film, I think it's done by Michael Giacchino, great composer. Definitely check out the soundtrack for this movie. And I mean, I'm the kind of person who likes to actually turn on soundtracks when they're like trying to write or like focus or anything and listen to the soundtracks, or like whenever I'm trying to like get pumped up, I put on certain stuff. Like Hans Zimmer's another really great composer. But yeah, I believe the music for this movie was done by Michael Giacchino, which didn't he work on Werewolf by Night too? I think he might have. I could be wrong about him working on this soundtrack, but correct me if I'm wrong down in the comments below. Let me see here. Not much of a comic reader, but there are elements of Batman Year One and The Long Halloween in here. I have watched the movie version, like the cartoon animated version of Batman Year One, so I'm familiar enough with that story. The Long Halloween, not so much. But yeah, there are elements of those from what I hear from comic book fans at least. And then also recently, or not recently, well, I guess kind of recently, not long after the release of The Batman, Paul Dano, who plays the Riddler, actually wrote or co-wrote a Riddler comic called Riddler Year One. So definitely want to check that out. It's not available at my local library. I wanted to try to pick it up before reviewing this, but looks like I will have to buy it eventually. Let me see here. Yeah, I think I already kind of mentioned that. Actually seeing Batman as a detective, mentioned that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I have on this movie. So pretty lengthy review there, kind of a little all over the place, I know, but I just kind of wanted to talk about this movie again because, as I said before, this will definitely end up on my top 10 favorites of 2022, which, by the way, that review will be coming, or not review, excuse me, but that list should be coming out relatively soon, either probably after Christmas for sure. I don't know for sure if it'll be in December or if it'll be like early January, but keep your eyes peeled for that nevertheless. And then also I'm gonna try to review some other like 2022 movies that I've seen that I really liked, and just kind of like give updated thoughts. There's a few movies that I want to rewatch in general that will end up on the list. And then some that might not, I don't know. And not to mention there's still a few other releases this year that I got to get to before I can actually make a concrete top 10 list for either my favorite or least favorite. So yeah, there's my review for 2022's The Batman. Have you seen it? I certainly hope so, because I kind of spoiled some stuff in here. But yeah, what did you think? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Are you in the middle? I love this movie. Again, probably one of my favorite Batman movies, if not my favorite. I know a lot of hardcore Batman fans might not go that far, but I know a lot of Batman fans, a lot of DC fans, a lot of superhero fans, a lot of movie fans in general really enjoyed this movie. But have you not seen this movie? Sorry for spoiling a lot of that for you. Why haven't you seen it? Comment that down below. But yeah, are you planning on watching it anytime soon? Why or why not? And really, anything you want to comment down below, I would very much appreciate hearing from you. I replied to pretty much all my comments. So yeah, anything and everything down below. Leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never. Oh, wait. I was just about the end. I was just about to end the whole video there. And then I forgot that I was gonna talk about what I would do for a sequel, or what I want for a sequel for the Batman. So you're gonna get that outro again. Sorry about that, folks. But yeah, in terms of a Batman sequel, comment down below what you would want to see. Personally, there's been talks of doing a Mr. Freeze, which in this realistic tone that Matt Reeves has set. It would be really interesting to see that character in this setting. I think, shoot, which is, what's his name? Giancarlo Esposito. I think he would be fantastic as that character. There's been talks of him possibly playing him. But the one I would really like to see is Scarecrow. I know Scarecrow has been done on the big screen before, so has Mr. Freeze. But I think Mr. Freeze, if anything, kind of deserves another shot because, I mean, everybody loves Arnold, but let's be honest, Batman versus, or not versus Robin, but Batman and Robin is not the movie to go to for Mr. Freeze by any means, or really for anything Batman related. Comment down below if that's your favorite Batman movie. I would really like to know. And yeah, hopefully you're being serious when you comment that, because I'm genuinely curious if somebody thinks that's their favorite Batman movie. You think it's your favorite Batman movie. But yeah, overall, I'd like to see Scarecrow. I'd also like to see Bruce Wayne kind of take on the more billionaire playboy kind of personality when it comes to his Bruce Wayne alter ego. Obviously it feels like we would see commissioner or not commissioner, but we'd see James Gordon as commissioner. Maybe we'd see Selina Kyle again, but they kind of parted ways at the end of the movie. So, it's possible to have Zoe Kravitz back. Maybe they'll bring in somebody else. I don't think they would bring in Robin quite yet. And I honestly wouldn't want them to bring in Robin quite yet. But one of my theories slash kind of like just things I thought about while watching this movie the first time is that I thought that Mayor's son kid, Mayor Mitchell's son, I think he could potentially be a contender for a future Robin. So that would be kind of interesting to see that. But yeah, there we go. Now I can end the video. That's pretty much all I have in terms of what I would want in a sequel. But comment down below what you would want in a Batman sequel once again. Comment down below with all the stuff I said before, whatever you want, leave a like on the video, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at The Film Punch, so go check me out there. Yeah, and usually this is the part of the episode where I just kind of ramble about whatever I want because nobody's usually listening at this point. But for the next episode, I will be reviewing 2022's Devotion as well as 2018's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in honor of the new Across the Spider-Verse trailer, which I will also talk about in that review. Also coming soon, review for Avatar The Way of Water as well as Avatar 2009. Yeah, I think that's all that's really coming in the next few days or so, within the next week, I would say at least, probably gonna do a non-spoiler and spoiler review for Avatar The Way of Water, but yeah, I'm trying to think if I have anything else I really want to say, not really, there's nothing I really want to ramble about at the moment, so thank you all for listening, and I will see you in the next one.